Entrevista com Mika Satomi, dia 1º de maio de 2008. First of all, Mika, I want you to present yourself, tell about your background, and what have you been working on lately?
Okay, my background is I studied graphic design as a bachelor's degree, and then I did a master's in media art. And now I'm doing PhD in media art. And the current project.
Yeah.
Okay, recently I have been working more in the field of wearable technology or wearable technology art. And a lot of the things are something to do with garment, clothes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you describe a little more the projects?
The project, okay, the one of them I did is called Massage Me, and it's a jacket that is actually a controller for PlayStation. And so to play, you need another person to play. So not only you need a player, but you need someone to wear. And yeah, the concept was to kind of question this relationship between game and the player and the non-players around. And the other one I did is called Puppeteer, which is a still ongoing project now. And this one is about, it's a sensor suit, but the concept is like, okay, are you a puppet or puppeteering something else? And we wanted to kind of make a feedback loop between this question. So you control something, but then the end result is controlling you. And then you have to react to that. So it becomes kind of loop. And then, yeah, again, it's like kind of questioning, okay, am I the master of the machine or machine is master of me?
Okay.
Something like
that. In which relations do you see between your work and the other fields of knowledge?
Other fields of knowledge, like in science, for example.
Yeah, for example.
Well, I think we benefit a lot from the research in wearable technology or e-textile, and also like I try to give something back to them and like give the result as in this paper form, not only artwork, so that they could see, okay, there is something going on in this art field too. So yeah, that would be relations in a way.
And, but can you describe exactly in more details how the parts change experience or especially other contents that you can say, oh, this I took from this area, this I took from this.
I think the technology or technique to make a suit, for example, that has electronics inside. We read the papers from wearable technology or wearable computing and take that kind of method for the way that we can use it. And often, like, these are something like you can't just buy it, so then we have to modify it. But yeah, this is one, the technique is definitely coming from science. And concept-wise, I personally like this Wittgenstein, the philosopher. So I think we have a lot of influence from in our work, the puppeteer work. But I don't know, the concepts can come from anywhere. Yeah, but often I think it's same in a lot of artists. You have some kind of reference in philosophy or some kind of novel. And yeah, in that sense, I do too.
Okay. I think I have anticipated the next question that who and what are your main references, aesthetics, philosophics, and so on, and the main concepts around your work. Do you think it's enough what you have answered, or do you have something else to say?
No, I think it's enough. But I think actually I should definitely mention that I did work with other person, Hannah. So, I mean, I say we because it's not only me
Yeah.
deciding everything, yeah,
Okay.
but we do also collaborate, so.
And what is the role of each one of you in this?
We actually don't divide tasks too much. I
How it works, so.
how it works. Well, it's kind of strange now because she's not living in the same city. So most of the time we have to develop separately. So first there is some point that we are meeting and then discuss the next plan or like, you know, concept or something like this. And then at the time that we are living in the different cities, we are both testing something or making prototype. And then if there is a chance to meet, we meet and then either put it together or again bring it back and do next prototype.
Yeah, but for instance, both realize different prototypes, but they are always in the same field. I mean, you are more techniques, you are more related to techniques, and she to another thing, to the clothes. What do you... I mean, I'm trying to see if there is some focus in about your subjectivity and her subjectivity in each contribution, you know?
Actually, like, it tends to be that way, that I do more electronics and then she does more the sewing or the design of the clothes. But actually, we don't decide like this, or like, there's not really a task division. So she could be doing sometimes electronics and then I could be making a new clothes part too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we actually almost produced two different prototypes.
Okay. Yeah. So. And could you describe how is your work process from the creative process to the exhibition? So you take from the idea to, I mean, the really stages, not stages, etapes of the work, how you organize the flux of activities?
I think definitely there is like long or prototyping stage, and actually our production time is quite short usually. Massage Me was actually done in 1 month, but then before that for a few months we were in a different city just prototyping small amount or testing if it works. And then the actual production is 1 month. And for the puppeteer again, there was this testing point, like prototypes. And there was one first prototype we did together. And then after that, we were prototyping separately. And then the next version we did again in 3 weeks or something. So it's very short time, long prototyping process, and then short, very concentrated time for production.
Yeah. And to exhibition, you really produce for a specific exhibition, or you go to the idea, develop it, and after you see where to exhibit, what, how it works?
I think that would be ideal. I mean, I would like to do it the way you said now, like you, anywhere you make work, and then you look for somewhere to exhibit. But so far, it was always that we knew already where to exhibit, or it's specifically made for the exhibition. And then after that, like you base on that and then make your own. Or bring, yeah, usually we don't try to bring it to the other place, so yeah.
Okay. What are the relations between your work and the available technology? In which ways are they part of your everyday work?
Meaning?
Yeah, it's this question, it's quite general, but it's quite provocative when, if you think that, like in your puppet, if you are controlled, if you use what's available, of, or if you have some creative appropriation of what is available and subvert it, it's quite...
So what is available
how
to you?
Or in the other part of the question, how the quotidian relations with technology inspires you or not, or how you deal with this?
How do I deal with technology?
Yeah, it's...
I think, for me, technology is a tool, in a way. It's a medium, definitely. And, it's a difficult question. I think... For me, the technology itself is not like, I'm not the kind of person, this tool or this technology is cool and I want to use it in my work. But it often comes the other way around. I want to do this, and how can I do it? I usually do it this way. So I'm not really technology-driven way of making. The way I make it is not technology-driven, but looking for the technology to do it.
What do you have to say about media labs and spaces for exhibition of interactive art with digital bases?
Mm-hmm.
And since, I mean, these spaces, since the organization, mm-hmm. what kind of spaces to work are available? Since you have your room, there is another room to develop something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this kind of organization, really physical structure and how the physical structures fits to your work. And also the sponsorship, about how does sponsorship gets, if it's private or not, if it's from the government, how it fits to the structure available. Do you understand?
I try to understand, but so you mean the space that you can use for developing the work,
yeah.
Or exhibiting the work?
Both.
Well, developing the work, it depends what kind of things you're doing. Like sometimes I'm doing only software or electronics, then I just need one table. But when I'm building bigger things or clothes or something, then I really need a big atelier. And yeah, this kind of office space is not really good for it. And before we worked in the studio where we could just have a really mess, and it's very comfortable, you can just make a lot of mess, and yeah, electronics and sewing machines, for example, don't go very well. It's very dusty and so on. So yeah, it would be nice if people could think, okay, digital media don't necessarily mean just the computer, but
yeah.
You know, also, like hardware works too.
Yeah.
And what was the other question?
About the exhibition spaces.
Exhibition spaces. I think recently there is this kind of a separation from white cubes, which I like a lot. I mean, I don't think that the exhibition space should be only white cubes. And also, I don't like the media art being in a dark room. So I try to get away from that, and yeah, so far, like, that's one of the thing that I think of when I'm developing my work. Like, does it have to be in the dark, in the white room, or can be anywhere? And I try to make the one that can work in other spaces.
Okay. And about the sponsorship, do you have something to say about
sponsorship? I think media art.
Where do you get your money, the money to develop your works, and is it okay for you? Think about your experience and say.
No, it's not okay. The money is coming from my pocket mostly.
Mostly, yeah.
So yeah, definitely the funding is missing. Austria is a little bit lucky because there are a lot of fundings, and I personally haven't applied, but. For example, yeah, it came from Hannah or sometimes or from university, they applied. Or I hear from the other people that they applied for the government funding and they get something. So there are some, but definitely not enough for this kind of things, I think. Not enough for electronics and...
Yeah. And in Japan, could you say something about how it works there?
Yeah. Funding situation in Japan is really, really bad. There aren't many government funding for this kind of things. In the universities, often there is this kind of sponsorship from the company or some project to a school project. And so, like, let's say they want to develop a new model of a car, the company, and then they give this project to the school. So they do it together, but they fund this project, for example.
Yeah.
There was such a thing in my school. And
but more oriented artworks, how it works?
For artworks, I think there are really no funding.
Yeah.
I think it's very little. You can win money, but not really like okay, I want to do this work and give me money. This is really impossible, difficult, I think.
Okay. Yeah. And just to understand better, you are from Yamas, but you are mm-hmm. here as exchange student, or you are here as PhD and will keep here?
Now I'm PhD here and I keep, I am the only student here, not in Yamas. I finished Yamas already. But while I was in Yamas, first time I came here was an exchange student program from Yamas.
Yeah, okay. How do you see the interactor's role in the work you develop? Interactor's role.
Interactor's role? Role.
Role, yeah.
Interactor means like a visitor or person who is
Yeah, the person that...
Well, it's different. Masashmi is like they are the player. They have to do it in order to, it's like to experience it, the whole project. Puppeteer is their observer. The only thing they can do is watch. They can't even touch. So I think it differs.
Okay, it depends on the
way. Yeah.
And do you see relations between your work process structure and the social system you live in? If you see, which are they?
Social system I live in and...
If you think, when you say, for instance, that you want to take media art for out of white boxes and dark rooms
mm-hmm.
and want to go to outside or everywhere,
mm-hmm.
what do you... I mean, this... I think maybe it's related to a social movement that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see some relations that why you want to do that, and also the difficulties about sponsorship
mm-hmm.
is related to something else in the macro structure we are living in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? Do you have some comments about it?
I know it's difficult to say because Austria is not really my country, or like I don't really understand the social structure so much here.
Yeah, but you can say about Japan if you prefer.
Japan.
Or even about this condition of being in one place and come from another, and after this I think can tell something about the conditions of
mm-hmm.
production too.
Yeah. Yeah, related to funding, for example, if I think about it, often the fundings are like you propose a project or you get a residency, and which often have a theme, for example, or some conditions, like, you know, I want you to develop a work related to this topic. And then a lot of artists apply, and then someone gets it, and they make this work. And I think there is definitely a trend, and the trend, I don't want to think like this, but related to a theme of the exhibitions or money, the funding money's themes. Like, there is this call for residency, and their topic this year is violence of public, privacy. And then there is an exhibition about privacy. And then you see a lot of people making something related to CCTV camera or privacy-related things. So I think in general in media art there is a strong relation with society or people who is funding what they see as a society and how a lot of artists follow this trend.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's what I... So, in this may be more specifically related to one of the axes of my research, but if mm-hmm. if you're not interested in answering, okay.
Okay.
I want to know if in your work do you see relations between space and narrative?
Space and narrative.
Narrative. Mm-hmm. And how do they take shape? You can say about other works if you want.
Space and narrative. You mean like how people are navigated and like the experience?
How the contents are inside, are being, how contents being, any kind of contents are being developed in media art.
Because it's not not linear, you mean?
Also.
I think the interactive ones, and especially, for example, you have to wear something or, like, yeah, you have to use the gadget or something like this. And then in the exhibition space, the visitors also have the experience of seeing the other visitor doing it. So I think that narrative definitely changed by looking at the others and you do it yourself. And so this is like kind of narrative in a way that happens. And for example, in Masashimi, there's this kind of, it's not a narrative, but there is these people who first watch the others doing it to actually they start to do it. And then also if they are with their friend or not with their friend, this creates a different narrative in their exhibition experience. So yeah, it's a very non-linear, you can't control narrative happening.
So you can you can make some connections to happenings and...
Yeah, maybe, but I think interactive things are in general, like you can't control, so, but I think the artists have more or less power to decide. I mean, you are directing differently to one direction. You are trapping the way to go, but people has a chance to choose, which is not free, but you feel like it was free. So, yeah, something like this.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Do you think you have something else to say about this, all these topics we have talked about?
The thing about that you said, what do I think about the difference between the old, like classic or I don't know, traditional artwork and the new media art?
Yeah.
I noticed one thing. I think the difference is that often in media art there are a lot of collaborations. A lot of media artists are not one person, but two or three, and sometimes big group. And I think this makes difference also. Like the painters, they don't paint two person all the time, for example. Yeah, sculptors are not sculpting with two person.
Yeah.
But in media art, I see often two person doing it, one project together. And it makes complete different process. Not only that, okay, the work is a lot and different field is evolving, so you need two person, not only that, but you have a dialogue when you make it, which is very different process than a painter painting himself alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's definitely different process, and I personally think it's good. I mean, or I like it very much that way.
Yeah. But can I ask something more? About how do you meet Hannah's to work? How did you find her?
We were friends originally. We knew each other.
Yeah. That was only the...
Yeah, it was like we were friends. And at that moment, she went to Germany for Erasmus. So I was not seeing often. And then one time in the in Berlin, we met in the...
But you met her here?
Yeah, yeah. First we was... both living here and we were just friends. Okay. And we were not thinking of making anything together, or there was no such a thing. But then like one time we were just sitting in the exhibition completely exhausted and starting to joke about this project. And then we said, okay, then we do it.
Okay.
So that's how it started.
And about other relations with other persons that you have already worked, how it it's casual meetings also, or
actually, I mean the other one that I did before, which also I collaborated with other person, this was part of the class. So it started. Okay, I met her as a in the class. Okay, let's everyone makes a group Yeah. And then, okay, so we're standing here. Okay, let's make a group. Yeah, something like this. But I think this is very school. I mean, sometimes I think this kind of starting work could work long term. Like, I think some students, they started as a student. Okay, they were just sitting next to each other on the desk. And they start to work, and then they could work 10 years after that. I think this could happen, but...
Okay,
yeah. But I think often, like, when I meet a media artist who works together, they are, like, originally friend.
Yeah.
Sometimes they say, yeah, we know each other from 10 years old, or something like this, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were recording this too.
Yeah, I was. Anything else?
No, I don't know. What
if you remember, if you remember something else, just tell me.
Okay.